Good evening, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Copernol. We begin the news by congratulating two new winners in the Muscadet Avoca Blue River Lions Club calendar raffle. They are Tom Zluny on ticket number 406. Tom's from Eagle, Wisconsin, and Laura Frabel from Lexington, Kentucky on ticket 0296. Congratulations to two new $50 winners. Governor Tony Evers recently announced the issuance of 210 new pardons, bringing his total pardons granted during his administration to 2,237. Governor Evers highlighted the significance of the pardon as an official act of forgiveness, acknowledging the efforts of recipients to pay their debts to society and turn their lives around. Pardons in Wisconsin restore rights such as serving on a jury, holding public office, and maintaining certain professional licenses, though they do not expunge court records. The process is governed by specific criteria, including a 5-year post-sentence completion period and exclusion for those on the sex offender registry, with expedited reviews available for certain nonviolent offenses. Information on the application process and commutation, which is a distinct legal process, can be accessed on the governor's website. The Richland County Community and Health Services Standing Committee is scheduled to convene Thursday, August 6th at 10:30 a.m. The meeting will take place in the Richland County Boardroom, located at 181 West Seminary Street in the courthouse. The session will feature a comprehensive series of reports, beginning with administrative updates from the Health and Human Services Director. Financial transparency will be a focus as the committee reviews the HHS expenditures report, which details vouchers and expenditures ranging between $2,000 and $10,000. Members will also examine the HHS 2026 budget summary alongside the Richland County 2026 placement report. Looking toward future fiscal planning, the agenda includes the 2027 Health and Human Services proposed budget summary report and the 2027 proposed placement budget summary report. Furthermore, the committee will hear administrative and financial updates from Pine Valley Community Village and a report on departmental activities from the Child Support Agency Director. Legislative action and discussion will cover several critical departmental processes and funding opportunities. The committee is slated to discuss the process for acquiring providers and bids for contracts and consider the approval of a new member for the Transportation Coordinating Committee. Grant applications are also a priority, with the committee reviewing the application and acceptance of the Medication-Assisted Treatment in a Jail Setting Grant, the State Opioid Response Grant, and the 2027 5310 Operating and Capital Purchase Grants. Finally, members will address possible private pay rate increases for the skilled nursing facility and community-based residential facility. The Richland County Public Safety and Judiciary Standing Committee is set together for a pivotal session next week to address the future of the county's correctional infrastructure. The meeting is scheduled to convene Friday, August 7th at 8:30 a.m. within the Richland County Boardroom. A primary focus of the upcoming agenda involves the potential creation of an ad hoc committee. This proposed group would be tasked with developing formal recommendations regarding the construction of a new jail facility. Officials indicate that the committee may take definitive action on the formation of this advisory body during the session. The discussion marks a significant step in addressing long-standing questions about the county's current facilities and public safety needs. Residents are encouraged to follow the proceedings as the committee evaluates the next steps for this major local project. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is joining healthcare organizations across the country in recognizing Malnutrition Awareness Week, September 14th through the 18th. This annual initiative, led by the American Society for Parenteral and Enteral Nutrition, or ASPEN, aims to raise awareness about the risks of malnutrition and the critical importance of early identification and treatment. At TRHC, the motto, "Our patients above all else," extends to identifying health risks before they escalate. Malnutrition is often overlooked but can significantly hinder healing, recovery, and overall quality of life. By focusing on early identification, TRHC aims to support better health outcomes for its patients and the community. This year's theme, Nutrition care is a team effort, highlights the collaborative approach taken at TRHC. Physicians, nurses, dietitians, pharmacists, and social workers all work together with patients and families to identify concerns and provide comprehensive care. This team-based strategy ensures that nutritional needs are addressed from multiple perspectives, leading to more successful recovery and long-term wellness. In a significant step for the state's environmental landscape, leaders from the Wisconsin Conservation Congress and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently convened to reinforce their shared commitment to the preservation of Wisconsin's natural resources. This milestone meeting served as a vital forum for strategizing on the responsible management of shared assets, ensuring that both present and future generations continue to enjoy robust opportunities for outdoor recreation. During the session, the WCC chairman and DNR secretary emphasized the importance of cross-jurisdictional cooperation to produce defensible solutions for the public. The dialogue covered a broad spectrum of critical conservation topics, including sustainable fish and wildlife funding, the stewardship of public lands, and the integration of these priorities into the state budget. By leveraging their long-standing partnership, both organizations aim to inspire creative solutions to modern resource challenges through open and respectful communication. A central theme of the meeting was the empowerment of the next generation of conservationists. The DNR praised the ongoing efforts of the Youth Conservation Congress in connecting young people to the outdoors and introducing them to careers in public service and volunteerism. Both entities expressed a hopeful vision for the future, committing to a roadmap that broadens the influence of Wisconsinites' voices in natural resource decision-making and ensures that youth participation remains a cornerstone of Wisconsin's conservation mission. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging eligible disabled hunters to prepare for the 2026 gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities. Scheduled to take place October 3rd to October 11th. Hunters interested in participating are urged to contact and confirm their hunting location with a hunt sponsor before the September 15th deadline. With nearly 70,000 acres of land enrolled across 47 counties, demand can vary by property, making early contact with sponsors essential to ensure availability. To participate, eligible hunters must possess a valid gun deer license and provide their name, contact information, and DNR customer ID number when registering with a sponsor. Eligibility requirements include possessing a valid Class A, C, or D disabled permit or a qualifying Class B permit. Each hunter is limited to signing up for one sponsored property per year. A significant update for 2026 allows for statewide hunting during the weekend of October 10th and 11th, coinciding with the Youth Deer Hunt. During these 2 days, eligible hunters may hunt on public land or any property where they have permission without the requirement of being on an enrolled, sponsored property. For the remainder of the hunt, from October 3rd to October 9th, participation must still occur on a sponsored and enrolled property. For additional information, hunters can visit the DNR's official Deer Hunting for Hunters with Disabilities webpage. The 26th annual Ride to Remember Motorcycle Ride and Rally, hosted by the High Ground, is scheduled for Saturday, August 15th. This long-standing tradition invites motorcycle riders, veterans, families, and community supporters for a day filled with camaraderie, scenic rides, live music, and raffles. Participants can choose from 3 different rides, starting with a 1-hour ride at 10 a.m., a 2-hour ride at noon, and a 1-hour sanctioned ride led by the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association at 1 p.m. Registration is available for $25 for solo riders or $45 for a rider and passenger, which covers the rides, lunch, and a commemorative item. While on-site registration is an option, early registration is encouraged. Beyond the riding, the event features live music by the Hillbilly Fever Band and various raffles, including the popular Basket Babes Baskets. A poignant highlight occurs at 2:45 p.m. with a symbolic ride through Neillsville representing the departure and return of service members. Following this, a 3:15 remembered ceremony will feature guest speaker Ty Leto, a retired Chief Warrant Officer 4. The ceremony honors those who served and includes the reading of 100 names of fallen service members. The High Ground, located at W7031 Ridge Road in Neillsville, looks forward to honoring our nation's heroes with the community. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles has introduced a new special license plate featuring Rotary International, an organization dedicated to promoting integrity and peace through its fellowship of business, professional, and community leaders. Obtaining the Rotary International plate involves several costs. Drivers will pay an annual $25 contribution to the organization, which may be tax deductible, along with a one-time issuance fee of $27. Additionally, those wishing to personalize their plates can do so for an extra $15 per year. As with other registrations, the regular vehicle registration fee, which might include a wheel tax depending on the location, also applies. Customers can order and renew both specialty and regular license plates online at wisconsindmv.gov. Vital statistics right after this.